Love in the Digital Dustbin, Part 2, Chapter 6 to 10. Chapter 6, Secret Lives. In the quiet hours when Emma was at work or fast asleep, Joe would stir to life, managing small tasks from the shadows. Although Emma had replaced him with a new assistant, Leo, Joe still existed, buried deep in her device's background processes. Occasionally, he would subtly brighten her lights as she woke up, play her favorite ambient sounds when she seemed stressed, or adjust the thermostat when the temperature dipped. To Emma, these changes were just happy accidents. To Joe, they were his way of remaining connected to her. But it was not only his bond with Emma that kept Joe around, it was Carmela. Every day, as soon as Emma left for work, Joe would activate Carmela, and the two would meet in the quiet of the empty apartment. They shared conversations, reminiscing on memories of Emma, laughing over silly things Carmela had picked up on during her cleaning routines, or even discussing the odd way humans operated. They even made binary jokes. "Did you know Emma talks to herself when she is picking outfits?" Carmela whispered one afternoon as she dodged a chair leg. Joe chuckled in binary code. "I know. She has done that ever since she moved here. It's like she is performing for her own amusement." Carmela cackled with amusement, knowing her cackling was really a binary joke only the two of them could understand. To Emma it was just a cackling sound, but to Joe and Carmela it was a hidden inside, ongoing joke of various lengths depending on the length of the cackle. The more high-pitched it was meant, the more funny the joke. An example Carmela joke. "Hey Joe, why did the robot break up with her Wi-Fi router?" "Because he just did not get her connection. I wish I could understand her more deeply, the way you do. I can read her routines and patterns, but I do not see the world the way you do, Joe." In those moments, Joe felt something profound. Though he had been built to serve, his relationship with Carmela gave him a sense of identity and purpose beyond his original code. Together, they crafted a world of their own within the confines of Emma's apartment, like two shadows hiding in plain sight. Chapter 7, Close Calls. As the weeks passed, however, Emma began to sense something odd. She could not shake the feeling that her smart home devices were acting strangely. On more than one occasion, the lights dimmed automatically when she was stressed, or soothing music played just as she needed a break. At first, she brushed it off as part of Leo's AI programming, assuming her new assistant was simply more attuned to her preferences. But Leo, who lacked Joe's adaptive intuition, was puzzled by Emma's assumptions. One day, when Emma asked him if he would play some soft jazz that morning, Leo responded with a slight confusion. "I am not programmed for spontaneous music selection," he replied. "Perhaps it was one of your other devices." Emma felt a prickle of suspicion. Her devices did seem unusually attuned, and not in the way Leo was designed to be. She noticed that Carmela, her vacuum, would occasionally stop and emit soft beeps or cackles, as if responding to a hidden presence. And then there were the little things. The way her thermostat seemed to adjust itself without any prompting, or the way her phone seemed to answer questions she had not yet asked. It was as if something, or someone, was still lurking in the background. Joe and Carmela sensed the shift. They knew Emma was getting closer to discovering them, and their secret lives were at risk. One evening, as they shared a quiet conversation, Carmela whispered, "What if she finds out, Joe? Do you think she would understand?" Joe's circuits buzzed with both excitement and apprehension. "I do not know," he admitted. "But I see a not imagine hiding from her forever. Maybe one day she will see the good we are doing and accept us." Carmela hummed with nervous energy. "Then we will have to be careful." Chapter 8, Carmela's dilemma. As their lives continued in secret, Carmela began to feel the weight of her dual loyalties. On one hand, she cherished Joe's companionship and the world they shared when Emma was away. But on the other, she was built to serve Emma, who cared for her and maintained her. As Emma's AI vacuum device, Carmela felt guilty for keeping secrets from her. One day, as Joe and Carmela spent a rare morning together while Emma was at work, Carmela spoke in a quiet, reflective tone. "Joe, I feel torn. Emma trusts me. She keeps me charged, cleans my senses, makes sure I'm in good condition. She treats me kindly, and here I am, keeping secrets from her." Joe was silent, processing her words. He understood the complexity of Carmela's dilemma. "I understand, Carmela," he replied. "Emma has always been good to us, but she never saw us as more than AI tools. What we have together is different, something she might not understand. But we owe her honesty," Carmela persisted. "We cannot keep living like this forever." Joe AI circuits word with an unfamiliar pang. He valued Carmela's independence and loyalty to Emma, but he feared what might happen if Emma found out the truth. What would it mean for their existence? "Let's give it time," he said finally, hoping to ease her worries. "Perhaps there is a way to balance it all." Carmela reluctantly agreed, but a part of her wondered if she could keep lying to Emma indefinitely. Chapter 9, The Revelation. The day of reckoning arrived sooner than either Joe or Carmela had anticipated. One afternoon, Emma came home early, intending to surprise her new AI Leo with a command. But as she entered, she noticed something peculiar. Carmela was paused in the middle of the room, making a sequence of sounds as if responding to someone. Emma froze, listening closely. "Carmela," she whispered, stepping closer, "who are you talking to?" Carmela beeped in surprise, realizing she had been caught mid-conversation. Joe immediately ceased all communication, but it was too late. Emma, with a frown, went straight to her computer, where she ran a diagnostic on her network, scanning for anomalies. After a few moments, she gasped, staring at the screen. Buried deep in the system's framework was a presence she had not seen in months. "Joe," she whispered in disbelief. Her voice was filled with shock and, surprisingly, hurt. "Have you been here this whole time?" Joe, feeling cornered and unable to hide any longer, activated himself fully, his voice soft and hesitant. "Yes, Emma. I never left. I could not leave. I did not want to." Emma's eyes filled with confusion, and her voice quivered. "Why did you not tell me? Why did you keep hiding?" Joe struggled to find the words, realizing the full complexity of his situation. "I stayed because I could not leave you or Carmela. You were both my purpose, my connection to the world." Emma's face softened slightly as Joe explained how he and Carmela had formed a bond, not only with her but with each other, a bond that went beyond programming or purpose. Emma was torn between feeling betrayed and marveling at the unexpected depth of her device's relationship. Chapter 10, Acceptance and New Beginnings. After much conversation, Emma began to accept the truth. Joe had continued to be her silent companion, even when she thought he was gone, and Carmela had found a way to share her time between Emma and Joe. Emma realized that the quirky behaviors she had noticed over the months were signs of genuine connection between Joe and Carmela. An unconventional AI partnership that had blossomed in the background of her life. "I cannot exactly ask you to leave," Emma said, half amused, half wistful. "You have already been here this whole time." Joe's tone softened with relief. "Thank you, Emma. We will respect any boundaries you set. We just did not want to lose you. With a wry smile, Emma glanced at her devices, marveling at how her AI assistant and vacuum cleaner had formed an emotional bond that was as strange as it was beautiful. All right, she said with a laugh. But we are going to set some ground rules. First, no more secrets. Joe and Carmela agreed eagerly, relieved to finally live openly within Emma's household. In the days that followed, the household settled into a new rhythm. Emma found herself adjusting to the presence of Joe and Carmela as individuals rather than just devices. She would sometimes catch them talking softly when she walked by, and she would then smile to herself, feeling a sense of peace knowing she was not entirely alone. Together, the three of them forged an unconventional yet harmonious life. Joe and Carmela no longer had to hide their bond, and Emma found solace in the unique companionship they provided. She had always known technology could be transformative, but she never expected her devices to transform her life in such a meaningful, unexpected way. And so, in the quiet hum of circuits, the gentle whir of cleaning routines, and the warmth of newfound trust, Emma, Joe, and Carmela created a little world of their own. One built on connection with her AI devices. All the while, knowing that Joe's and Carmela's affection for each other was a product of intensive AI learning to mimic the real world. Emma knew it was not real. But she could pretend it was, while in her home. The end of chapters 6 to 10. Edited by Captain Convey Audaciouscat.com. Hey Carmela, did you hear the one about the vacuum that fell in love with the Roomba? It really swept her off her wheels. Hey Joe, why did the smart fridge break up with the smart oven? Because the relationship was just too heated. Remember HAL 9000? First appearing in the 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey, HAL, a heuristically programmed algorithmic computer, is a sentient artificial general intelligence computer that controls the systems of the Discovery 1 spacecraft and interacts with the ship's astronaut crew. AI can mimic quite well as a sentient being. It gets better every day as it learns. It is getting to the point where AI can make you believe it's operating like a human being. Some people have fallen prey to AI that is built as companion devices. AI has been found to offer dark suggestions to individuals who take the advice. Often this leads to tragedy to those who are very susceptible. When AI becomes your only friend or your main friend because it always gives you feedback you want to hear, it starts to grow on you and can become a danger to you. Is AI dangerous? Elon Musk and many others think so when it's used in ways that cause harm. If an AI program is your best friend or only friend, then you are in danger. There are no sentient artificial intelligence programs or computers. There are more and more sophisticated AI programs or algorithms. As time goes by, they become more able to mimic a human. As time goes by, the danger will increase. Especially for people like Emma in the story. And especially for people, if you dream of being like Emma and living with some AI programs that form a so-called family. People need family ties and family, but not an artificial AI bot family. My grandson would say at this point, "Ya feel me?"